74 people on board a ship stuck in Antarctic ice for more than 2 days are hoping to be rescued within hours. They're on board a Russian-operated vessel, which is stuck in ice around 1,500 nautical miles south of Hobart. Three ice-breaking ships are on their way to the area. Andrea Haywood-Marr is from the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, which is overseeing the rescue operations. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Cathy.
How far off are the rescue ships?
The first of the three vessels that have been tasked to respond, a Chinese vessel, is expected to get down to that very remote area this evening, although it's difficult to have a set time because it's until they get down there, they won't know how thick the ice is or, you know, what the conditions are like.
And so at this stage, once they reach the vessel, what happens then? How will these rescue ships assist?
Well, the first vessel that gets there will have to assess the situation. That will be dependent on, the thickness of the ice, visibility at that stage, and if they can, break through the ice to loosen it up to allow the academic Shikalski to move out to that open water. It may be that they might need some assistance from the second French vessel or even the third vessel, the Aurora Australis, that the Rescue Coordination Centre here in Canberra has tasked.
Is it a complex operation, Andrea?
Look, it's probably not your everyday rescue situation. Obviously, these vessels that are down there are used to working in those sort of conditions, but that's why we have a multi-layered response with all of those three vessels heading there, so that if they need more than one, then that they have that backup. Also, we might look at deploying a helicopter. The Chinese vessel has a helicopter, so the Rescue Coordination Centre, the search and rescue officers there are looking at every way that they can, get a best way to assist the vessel that's experiencing these problems.
It's clearly a very expensive operation. Who pays?
At the moment, these vessels are responding under international obligations, under safety of life at sea arrangements. So they, do this as a matter of course, helping other seafarers out. Obviously, if they're in the same situation, they would like to do that. We haven't had to task any, helicopters or planes to go to the area. So at the moment, cost is not an issue.
And so technically, are those on board in any danger?
At the moment, everyone's reported to be safe. There's no structural damage reported to the Rescue Coordination Centre for the ship. There are inherent risks in that part of the world with ice and icebergs, but for now they're safe. So,
and for what I've heard, there are those on board are in pretty high spirits. They're looking at it as part of the adventure of the trip.
Yeah, from all accounts, they had a nice Christmas lunch, and I think a lot of the researchers on board that vessel are continuing to gather information while they're there.
It's important to remember it is a scientific expedition as well as an adventure as well. Do you know whether the crew will continue on after the rescue operation, or will they be required to turn back?
This will be a decision for the crew and the expedition after they've resolved this situation as to whether they can get out to that water, and they'll have to reassess their journey onwards from there.
Andrea, good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Andrea Haywood-Marr, who's from the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, and of course there'll be updates on ABC News throughout the day on the progress of that rescue mission.